The story takes place about a year ago. I was traveling all by myself on a road trip to visit family. It was a really long drive, and it would most likely take 2 whole days to get there. During the first day, I booked a hotel for a little bit past the halfway point. I wanted to get a little bit more driving done in the first day if possible. Things started out really well, and I only stopped a couple of times for gas, food, and to use the bathroom. I would stop at places that were the quickest, usually rest stops and gas stations just off the highway. I had been up since early in the morning, and if I had enough caffeine, it would usually keep me going. In the afternoon and early evening, though, I hit a rough patch of traffic. I think there was some road construction, and that was just a popular time to be on the road as well. Things got backed up and significantly slowed down for a few hours. I found myself now a bit behind the schedule I was hoping to be on. The hotel was already booked though, so I had to make it. Finally, at probably like 7 p.m, things started to clear up and the roads were much quieter. I was still almost 5 hours away from the hotel though. I stopped for gas, but then went right back on the road to try to save some time. At about 10 p.m, I was still on the road driving. I had an hour and a half to go, and I had no idea where I was. By now, the roads were very quiet, and I was one of the only cars driving. The area that I was in seemed like it was almost in the middle of nowhere. I was getting really tired as well, and had to use the restroom. I decided that I should stop and try to get an energy drink or something. My car was good on fuel, so I wouldn't need to get gas. I started looking for anything off the side of the road that I could go to. There didn't really seem to be anything, though. Finally, I saw a sign for a rest stop just up ahead. I pulled off the road and was happy to hopefully get some energy to finish off the drive. As I approached, though, the rest stop was a little underwhelming. It was very small, just a little building. There were some parking spaces along the road that went past it and then back onto the freeway. The place was very dimly lit as well, and nobody else was there besides me. I parked my car and then got out and stretched my legs. I'd been driving for quite a long time without a break. Then I walked inside the small building that the rest stop had. Surrounding it was a little grassy area with a picnic table and what looked like a woods behind it. I had been to a similar rest stop before earlier in the day. Once I was inside, I used the restroom and then left. There was nothing inside the building besides a men's and women's restroom and a small lobby area with just some brochures. There was no vending machine, which is what I was hoping for to get an energy drink or something. At some rest stops, they have the vending machines outside on the side of the building instead of inside of it. I decided to walk around and see if they had one. I went around one side, and it was amazing how much darker and quieter it was over there. I heard some crickets chirping in the distance. The ground went slightly downhill as I walked around the building, but there were no vending machines. I got completely behind the building and was walking around to the other side. That's when I got a kind of eerie feeling for some reason. I stopped and looked around at the woods in the night. Then I heard a noise. It sounded like something was moving just inside of the woods, which was about 50 feet away probably. I thought maybe some kind of animal was there, and I sort of saw a tree branch moving a little. I stopped to see what it was, because I was curious, but part of me was wanting to just turn and run back to my car and get out of there. Still, I stood there looking to see what it was. As my eyes adjusted more to the darkness, I started to notice something. There appeared to be a man crouched sort of behind one of the trees. The guy was looking at me. I couldn't really tell any details about him at all, but he appeared to have a beard. After looking at him for a few seconds, he suddenly stood up. There were no other cars at the rest stop, so I didn't know what he was doing there. After standing, the man took a few steps towards me. I had a really bad feeling, and then the guy suddenly started sprinting in my direction. I took off running for my car as fast as I could. I ran around the building and into the parking area. When I was running, I could hear the man gaining on me from behind. I made it to my car and threw myself inside before slamming and locking the door. As I was scrambling to start my engine and drive away, the man reached my car. He started pounding on the window, and I backed out and drove off after he had smacked my window several times. I got back onto the highway and was really happy to be away from him. I decided to call the police and let them know about what had happened. I didn't want somebody else to stop there and have to encounter him. As for me, I was able to stop a little ways down the road and get an energy drink. I was in the middle of nowhere, but I made it to my hotel just after midnight. I had to go on a pretty long road trip for work a couple of years ago. We had to travel, but I decided to drive instead of fly, because I thought it would be more fun. I had a couple of days off before work started in that location, and when we were done, I had a whole week off. During the time that I was there, we would be working for about a week and a half straight. So anyways, I drove straight there on the way, and when we were done, I took my time driving back. I stopped at a few parks that I wanted to go to, and also stopped at some major cities and locations as well. On my road trip back, I would be spending 2 days just outside of a city where there were a lot of cool parks. I had a hotel, and I was busy exploring for most of the days. During the second day, I went to a really busy park with a bunch of hiking trails and some great views. At one of the hiking spots that was somewhat busy, I ran into a guy who was from the same state as me. We had a brief conversation, and he was really friendly. He said that his name was Mark, and we were from the same general area. It was funny to meet someone else from the same area so far away. Our conversation went on for a while, and Mark ended up asking me what hotel I was staying at. I told him, not realizing how weird it was at the time. But after that, the whole conversation sort of went from normal and friendly to a little weird. I ended up just saying that I really had to go and kind of walked away. He had started out seeming so normal to me and then seemed somewhat creepy at the end. We went our separate ways, but I didn't see him for a while. I did happen to notice him when I was leaving about an hour later though, but there were still quite a few other people in that area, so I didn't think too much of it. That was probably sometime in the afternoon. I went somewhere else and then went to the local city before going back to my hotel for the night. I got back at maybe 9 p.m. or so. I stayed in my hotel room watching the TV until I got tired. And sometime later, at maybe 10:30 at night, there was a knock on my hotel room door. I got up and walked over to see who was there. It was Mark. He was standing right outside of the door. This surprised me, but I remembered that I had told him where I was staying. I felt really stupid, but just telling him did not mean that I had invited him over. And how would he know which room was mine? I decided not to answer the door. I watched out of the peephole as he continued to stand there. He knocked on the door again and waited. I was sort of nervous because I didn't know what he wanted or anything about him really. He had been seeming pretty weird towards the end of our conversation earlier. Mark stood there for maybe 2 or 3 minutes before turning and walking away. I was glad to see him go, but I had a feeling that he might return. The hotel that I was staying in was pretty average. It wasn't fancy or anything, but it also wasn't that bad. My room was on the first floor and on the back side of the hotel. Maybe 2 minutes after Mark left, I had returned to the bed that I was sitting on. That's when I heard a knocking on my window now. I looked and saw Mark standing there, right at the window and looking at me. He waved me over. I got up and walked over to the window, but to close the blinds. When I did, Mark started banging louder on the window. It didn't last very long though before he stopped. I thought maybe after that he had left, but he didn't. There was another knocking on the front door of my hotel room again just a few minutes later. I got up to check, and sure enough, it was Mark again. I went back over to my bed, and this time I called the police. I wasn't even going to bother calling the hotel and complaining to them. They didn't have a security guard or anything, so there probably wasn't much that they could do. I explained the situation to the 911 operator and was told that somebody would be there shortly. Mark had stopped knocking by then and was now gone. I wasn't sure where he went, but I expected him to come back either to the window or the door. The police arrived several minutes later, and I spoke with them as they looked around for Mark. Unfortunately, he had taken off and left. The police found that he had broken into my car. My rear passenger's window was smashed. Items inside were messed up, but surprisingly, nothing was stolen. I'm not sure if he did that because he was mad at me, or if he was trying to steal something. Either way, I never saw him again, and I'm hoping that I never do. Last summer, I went on a cross-country road trip with my best friend Emma. Between the two of us, we could drive for very long periods of time. We were switching off when we got tired, and sometimes, one of us would drive while the other slept. I remember that on one of the first nights of the trip, we found ourselves driving on a quiet highway late at night. I don't know exactly what time it was, but we were about the only car on the road. We had stopped for gas maybe 30 minutes earlier and got some coffee as well. We were in the right lane, and I was driving with Emma in the front passenger seat. We were casually talking to each other, and a car appeared behind us in the rearview mirror. I was driving probably 5 miles per hour over the speed limit and was on cruise control. The car behind us approached, going maybe 5 miles per hour faster than us. When it got closer, it changed to the left lane and then started passing us. The car was a black SUV, and when it got in front of us, it pulled into the right lane. After it did, it slowed down significantly. It's like whoever was driving took their foot off the gas pedal entirely. It was kind of rude, to be honest, and I switched lanes to the left to go around them. When I did, though, they immediately switched to the left lane, as if to throw a block at me. The SUV had no license plates on it at all, and I had a sort of bad feeling. We were going slower and slower, and wondering what this person's problem was. I quickly switched lanes again, and this time, I was able to pass them. As I did, I looked over and saw a man driving. He looked over at us as we passed. I was speeding up significantly, because we had slowed down to probably 40 miles per hour or something. The roads we were on had a speed limit of 70. The guy in the SUV then started speeding up extremely fast as well. I got back up to about 70, and the guy was now right behind us. We remained this way for probably 10 minutes. He was like one car length behind us, and it became obvious that he was going to follow us wherever we went. I didn't know what his problem was with us. Emma suggested that we take the next exit and see if the man would take the exit too. And when the next one came up, I did just that. The guy followed us off the highway to the exit ramp. We didn't know where we were or what direction this was leading us in either. After taking the exit, I went right because it seemed like there were a couple of businesses over there and not much to the left. The guy was still behind us in the black SUV. I saw a gas station and there were two other cars there at the pumps. This made me feel a little bit safer and I pulled in. We didn't even need gas though, but I parked next to one of the pumps anyways because it was well lit. The guy in the black SUV parked at a gas pump that was a little ways away from us. Emma and I got out of our car and walked inside the building. It was Emma's idea to go inside, and I'm not really sure exactly why, but we did. When we got inside, there was another person in the gas station, as well as an employee. The guy from the SUV did not follow us in. It felt safer being inside and away from him, but I also knew that we would have to return to our vehicle and keep driving eventually. I was hoping that the guy would drive away and leave. I walked over to the front of the store to look out the window. When I did, I saw the man moving from behind his car to behind ours. He was sort of crouched down, like he was hiding from us as well. I went over to Emma, who was at another spot inside the gas station. I told her about the guy, and we called the police. We told them what was going on, and clearly the man was up to something bad. He sat there, hiding behind our car, for quite a while. From where he was at, we couldn't see him at all, though. I just knew that he hadn't left, because I would have seen him leave. If we had gone back to our vehicle without knowing, who knows what would have happened. We spoke with the employee of the gas station and told him what was going on, and about 10 minutes later, a police car entered the gas station parking lot. Emma and I were watching from the window the whole time. We saw the guy run out from behind our car, back to his SUV, and get in. The police flashed their lights, and the man attempted to drive away. Both him and the police car left the parking lot. There seemed to be a police chase after that, but it didn't last too long. The guy ended up being caught a little ways down the street. After that, Emma and I were able to continue with our road trip. It still creeps me out to think about that man, though. Possibly he saw us at the previous gas station that we had been to, and decided to follow us for some reason. That's my best guess. What his intentions were, I have no idea. I used to go on quite a few road trips. I would travel all around the country and was able to actually sleep out of my car. Now, I wasn't living in my car or anything like that. I have a house and had one then too. But my career allows a lot of free time and my favorite thing to do is travel. When I drive, I'm able to see whatever I want and stop whenever I want to, so I really enjoy it. I save money on hotels and convenience by sleeping in the back of my SUV. I set it up with a small mattress in the back and two of the seats are removed. I have a bunch of blankets and pillows to make it comfortable, and I also have covers for all of the windows. The rest of the space, I can store whatever luggage that I have. I usually will park anywhere I can to sleep, and I don't make it obvious that I'm sleeping there. The usual places would be rest stops, large parking lots, or sometimes even the side of a street if there are a bunch of other cars there. It can get a little bit sketchy at times, but I've never actually had a real problem or scary occurrence. But that all changed about 6 months ago. Now, this was my fifth road trip where I would be sleeping in my car. I expected everything to go smoothly as the others had. I was going to be driving a couple of states away, staying there for a few days, and then heading back. The first night, I stayed at a really busy rest stop. The second night, I parked and slept in a Walmart parking lot. And on the third night, I wasn't able to find a decent place right away. I was driving on the road and got tired sort of quickly. I pulled off to search for a place in the area, but it was pretty sparse. There were no Walmarts or anything like that. The only real option that I saw was a rest stop a few miles up the road. I drove there and pulled in, hoping for it to be similar to the one I had stayed at before. But this one was not like it at all. The rest stop was really old and outdated looking. The building was also smaller, and there were like two other cars in the parking lot only. The parking lot was pretty big and not well lit. I had a bad feeling, and this is not a place I would normally stay at, but I didn't have much of a choice. I was tired, so I decided that I would make it work. I parked sort of closer to the building and got out to use the bathroom and brush my teeth. After that, I got back inside of my car and got it ready for sleeping. I covered all of my windows from the inside and got my bed set up. This didn't take me too long, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. Then I was ready to go to sleep. Things were very silent as I laid down and closed my eyes. I relaxed and was asleep within minutes. The next thing that I remember is waking up at some time, knowing that it was still night. I heard a noise of somebody walking right outside of my vehicle. I couldn't see anything outside because of my window covers, but I could see a shadow. There looked to be somebody standing right outside of my car on the right side. Then I saw another shadow come into view. Somebody else was there as well. I didn't know why people would be walking so close to my car. I was wide awake now, and my heart started racing. One of the people started walking around my car, and then I heard more footsteps. It seemed as though there were three people now walking around it. I was silently waiting for them to leave and wondering what was going on. I looked at my watch. 3 o'clock in the morning. One of the people seemed to head to the back end of my car, and the other two went to the front. Then, suddenly, there was a huge loud noise coming from the back. It was like somebody had taken a hammer to my back window. It didn't break, but it was very loud. Then there was another whack, and this time, I heard the window starting to break. I instantly jumped up and found my keys, which I always had right next to me as I slept. I jumped over into the front seat of the car. Without even taking the window cover off, I started the engine. There was another strike to the back of the car, and I heard the window breaking even more. After I started the vehicle, I heard some shouting from outside. I couldn't tell you what was said, though. Finally, I took off the first window cover just enough to see. Two men stood there. I started backing up, and the window was hit again with whatever tool they were using. The other men charged at my car. And after backing up, I saw the other guy, who had been in the back, holding what appeared to be a hammer in his hand. The man was standing just to the left of my car and behind it. He swung the hammer at my back window as I finished backing up. Then, as I started to drive away, he threw the hammer at my car, breaking one of the rear side windows. I sped out of there, leaving all three men standing around the space that I had parked at. My heart was racing, and I got onto the road and drove for a while. I was able to compose myself and call the police and told them everything. I drove to a nearby town and got a hotel there for the night. When I looked at my car, there was significant damage to the back and one of the side windows, but luckily, I was not harmed. The police did an investigation to find the guys, but I never heard back if they were found or not. This happened when I was younger. My family went on a road trip to visit my grandparents. We made this trip several times, and during this one, I was probably about 12. It was about a 5-hour drive to get there, so we were able to do the entire drive in one day, but as a kid, it felt so long. During this trip, about 3 hours into the drive, we needed to get gas, so we stopped at a gas station. I had to use the restroom, but nobody else needed to, so I got out and went inside the store. I remember that after I went inside and used the bathroom, I looked around a couple of aisles to see if there was anything that I wanted. My mom had told me that if I wanted to get something, I could. As I looked around in one of the snack aisles, I noticed this one guy just staring at me, The guy was sort of short and sort of chubby, but aside from that, I don't remember much. I didn't really know what he was doing, but I soon walked into the next aisle over. Soon, I saw the man there as well. It just kind of gave me a bad feeling, and I decided not to get anything and just to leave. I walked out and left the store and went back to our car. I got back inside and waited for my dad to finish. He was now cleaning the windows with those window cleaners they have at the gas station. After I was back inside the car, I looked out the window, just observing the area. I saw the man who had been seemingly staring at me inside the store. He walked out of the convenience store into a car which was parked at one of the parking spaces in front. I remember noticing him look in our direction, and I looked away, although I don't think he saw me because the back windows to our car were sort of tinted. I looked back and saw him getting into the driver's seat of the car. The car then sat there for a while, and soon my dad was finally done and got back inside and we left. We had a few more hours still to go and we began leaving the gas station parking lot. I was still looking around and I noticed the man's car start to leave around the same time as us. In fact, as we were waiting to merge back onto the road, he got right behind us. Soon, we did get back on the road and onto the freeway, but the man followed us the entire time. I remember noticing him driving on the freeway right behind us, and I figured that it was just a coincidence. I thought maybe he was just going the same direction as us, and I stopped paying attention. But I looked back probably about 30 minutes later, and the guy was still there. He was still directly behind us too. I started then to get a little concerned. I remembered that a short time later, my brother said he had to use the bathroom. My dad was slightly annoyed and said that he should have gone at the last gas station. Still, he pulled off at the next exit. When we did, the guy behind us did the same. My parents and brother were unaware of this guy following. I'm not sure why, but I didn't say anything to them. My dad found a gas station not far off at all, and we pulled in. My dad parked right out front, and the guy in the car following us parked on the other side of the lot. Just my brother went in and used the bathroom, then he returned a minute or so later. When we left, the guy following us left too. He hadn't even gotten out of his car. There was no question in my mind now that he was following us. We kept driving on the road towards my grandparents, and I was getting more and more concerned. What if the guy followed us all the way there? Probably another 30 minutes or so went by, and the guy was still there. Then, unbelievably, I saw him turn off at a random exit. After that, I never saw him again. I didn't even tell my parents about it, because I was just happy that the guy was gone. I'm convinced, though, that he was following us. Maybe he thought that we lived around there and wanted to see where exactly. I'm not sure why else he would suddenly stop, but I'm just glad that he left us alone.